Politicians are maneuvering for advantage in the race for prime minister. On April 24th, Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party will choose the nation's new leader. Whoever is selected will face a difficult task trying to revive the Japanese economy. Japan is stuck in its worst economic downturn since World War II. From Tokyo, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
A casual visitor to Tokyo's Ginza district might be tempted to ask, recession? What recession? Streets are crowded with well-dressed shoppers. Upscale department stores are also packed. Brand names like Gucci and Louis Vuitton are selling better than ever. But scratch beneath the silk-lined surface, says Ron Bavakwa, chief economist with Commerce Bank's Tokyo office, and you'll find plenty of anxiety.
There's always an upper crust that does all right, but the large majority of people are underwater on their mortgages, barely hanging on to their jobs, worried about the future, worried about their pensions, worried about retirement, worried about their savings. There's a lot of that part of the economy that you don't see in Ginza, but that's there.
Japan is a nation teetering on the verge of an economic breakdown. Unemployment is at a record high, economic growth is down, so is the Tokyo stock market, which is at a 16-year low. Earlier this year, Standard & Poor's downgraded Japan's credit rating for the first time in 26 years. As one economist here put it, the only way you could feel optimistic about Japan is if you read the charts upside down. The downturn in the U.S. economy is also hurting Japan. 40% of all Japanese exports wind up in the hands of American consumers, consumers who are now buying fewer Japanese goods. All of this helps explain why Japanese post offices are doing a brisk business. There's always a steady stream of customers coming and going at branches like this one in downtown Tokyo. It's not that the Japanese are prolific letter writers, but Japanese post offices act as a kind of savings and loan, almost no interest, but very safe. Most Japanese deposit their money here rather than in a conventional bank. In fact, each man, woman, and child in Japan has squirreled away, on average, $80,000. That's among the highest savings rates in the world. Now, with the economy floundering, Japanese consumers, like office worker Miwa Shimura, are stashing away even more money and spending even less.
I don't buy expensive brand name clothes anymore, and I take fewer vacations. I hope the economy gets better in the future, but I'm not very optimistic.
Japanese consumers may be spending too little, but economists say the Japanese government is spending too much. Over the past decade, it has spent billions of dollars on public works projects, new airports, new bridges, and bullet trains like this one that link even small cities with Tokyo. All of this largesse may have pleased construction companies and their political backers, but it's failed to revive the Japanese economy. Meanwhile, the spending spree has ballooned Japan's budget deficit to sky-high proportions, more than any other industrialized nation. Economist Ron Bavakwa says it isn't the amount of money that Tokyo spent that he finds disturbing, but the way that it's been spent.
They haven't, in fact, used the money to help feed the transition and make the transition to a new economy, a growing economy, any easier. All they've done is delay and delay and delay all the changes. So they've spent money and it's had no long-term impact on the economy. That's been the real mistake.
Another mistake, says Bavakwa, propping up weak banks, banks that are saddled with more than $300 billion in bad loans. After years of dawdling, the government last week finally proposed a bank rescue package. Most economists say the plan is a step in the right direction, but does not go far enough. Kuniko Inoguchi, a professor at Tokyo's Sophia University, says Japan has been stuck in a state of economic denial, at least until now.
But today the crisis is so deep that now people have come to the terms with the reality that you need an alternative way. And I just hope that the crisis is deep enough for the LDP politicians to realize that you can't govern a country as the predecessors have done.
But the aging leaders of Japan's Liberal Democratic Party, or LDP, have so far offered few alternatives. They seem intent to ride out this crisis, as they always have, by making minor adjustments and hoping for a miracle. Western economists say Japan needs to deregulate its markets, encourage a more entrepreneurial spirit, and make it easier for companies to hire and fire workers. Bush administration officials say they won't lecture Japan about what needs to be done. But Kinoko Inoguchi says ignoring Japan, by far the largest economy in Asia, is even worse.
Many people say, well, just bypass Japan. But when you say bypass Japan, you're bypassing the 70% of the wealth here. So you have to cope with Japan, and you have to help us carry out the reform.
Inoguchi concedes those reforms won't be easy, but many Japanese say it's better than the alternative, a continuing erosion of their country's economic power. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.